During the early part of the 20th century, from about 1910 to about 1945, Alabama elected real rich men governor. They were financiers, bankers. They owned big old corporations. They were just like some of them were the wealthiest men in the state. But then around the mid-1940s, the legendary Big Jim Folsom came out of the country and changed all that and became a little man's big friend, and he was a man of the people. So Alabamians went back their progressive streak, electing average, modest men. You almost had to be poor to be elected governor or any office in the state, or if you wasn't poor, you had to act poor and ride around and beat up cars and old clothes and live in a modest house. And they wasn't going to elect a rich man governor or really any office in Alabama. We became a real Jacksonian democracy state. So you had to disdain anybody who was rich. Well, Alabama's got an enclave up around the suburbs of Birmingham called Mountain Brook. Well, Mountain Brook is the second richest place in the whole South. Only some place in Dallas, Texas has got more millionaires than Mountain Brook. Well, it almost became comical how folks would make fun of people from Mountain Brook when they got ready to run for office. Matter of fact, it was such an albatross that somebody who came from Mountain Brook really couldn't get elected. It even lasted up to about 15 years ago when Luther Strange ran for the lieutenant governor against Jim Folsom Jr. The last day before the election, Jim Folsom Jr. had a picture of Luther Strange playing tennis at the Mountain Brook Country Club, and it beat him. Folks just didn't like people from Mountain Brook. You couldn't get elected anything being from Mountain Brook, Alabama, that rich enclave up there in Birmingham. Well, we had a folksy senator named Howell Heflin, and old Judge was one good old politician. He was the most folksy, down-to-earth guy you've ever seen in your life. He'd been a Supreme Court Chief Justice before he became our U.S. Senator. Well, old Judge was running for his third 6-year term for the U.S. Senate. And this is the case when an incumbent U.S. Senator gets ready to run for election. They have access to the best media people in the country. They got the best pollsters. They got the best media gurus. And running against old Judge was a rich, rich guy from Mountain Brook named Bill Cabinets. Now, Bill Cabinets was a prince of a fellow, one of the finest state senators I've ever seen in life. His word was good as gold. But Cabinets had the albatross of being from one of the richest, oldest, rich families in Birmingham. They called him the Cabinets family was so rich that they had a summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine, next to the Bushes. That's how rich they were, but Cabinets was down to earth, good old guy. He was from Mountain Brook and rich. Old rich. Well, Heflin got with his gurus, a big pollster and the biggest media guy in America. And of course, those guys can be pretty mean, you know, with their campaign advertising. And one of the cardinal rules is if you're an incumbent senator and you've got all the name identification and money, you're supposed to define your opponent negatively. So the first thing people hear about him is then something negative. Well, Heflin met with his gurus and they pulled him aside and said, "Now, Judge, you know we're going to have to find something bad about your opponent and run negative ads against him. You know that, don't you?" Heflin said, "Well, that's what I hear y'all got to do." And they said, "We'll come back to you in about 2 or 3 weeks and tell you what we're going to do about your opponent, how we're going to define him." And Heflin said, "That's all right. I'll tell you right now, you ain't got to do any research about old Cabinets. I'll tell you how we're going to define him. First of all, we're going to tell folks in Alabama his name is Cabanis. And we're going to say simply that Mr. Cabanis is one of those Gucci shoe-wearing, Rolex watch-wearing, Kennebunkport, Maine vacationing, gray poupon mustard dipping, Mercedes driving, Mountain Brook Republicans." Needless to say, Heflin used that the entire campaign and won re-election. Thank y'all for listening.